Hey, hey.
Hi.
I caught you mid-drink again. I love it when I do that.
Yeah, you did.
I don't do it on purpose. I swear I don't. How the heck are you?
I'm fine.
Mid-drink again?
Yeah.
Wow.
Aren't you watching? Don't you watch?
No, I have to watch the... I'm like an engineer and host over here.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. So, are you tired?
I'm extremely tired.
So, you've had your first full week of work and you look like you're a little worse for wear. I mean that the best way possible.
Well, it's hard and we are not going to bed any earlier, even though I get up like 2.5 hours earlier than we used to.
I think we are trying to go to bed earlier, but we never end up doing that, so...
No.
Well, hey, welcome back, everybody. This is the Uprooted Podcast. That's Christine.
And that's John.
Full disclosure, right out of the gate, I want to let everyone know that if I slur or stumble, my tongue is like swollen. And the right side of my mouth feels weird and I have like a little cold. I might have COVID. I don't even know.
I don't think you have COVID. I think you're just fine.
I don't know. You went back to work and who knows what kind of germs you're bringing into this house of ours.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I don't feel like I have COVID. I can still smell everything. I can taste everything. So, I think it's probably all good, but...
Yes, I would say you still smell.
How dare you? That's not even fair. I shower at least twice a week.
That's true.
Hey, real quick, some breaking news. And I'll start with the bad news first, but there is some good news, but some bad news. This is bad news for you, especially.
Okay.
Because of COVID, as if 2020 can't get any worse, and thanks to this stupid COVID, hashtag stupid COVID, the Peeps, your favorite candy, or one of your favorite candies, I don't know if it's the favorite, but they are not going to have any Halloween offerings, any Christmas offerings. They had to scale back, and they're just focusing on Easter.
I'm okay with that, because it's weird. I feel like you get me Peeps for every holiday, because you know that I love Peeps.
Yeah. I hate them. I despise them. So this is not breaking news for me.
I feel like, though, the other holiday Peeps don't taste like Easter Peeps.
I don't have any
idea. It's really strange. I don't know what it is. But the bunny and the duck shapes just taste better than the Christmas trees and the hearts. And
they all taste terrible to me. So Halloween I don't pumpkin. Know.
So I'm actually not too devastated. As long as I get my Easter Peeps, I'm just fine.
I don't know. I'm not devastated. I think they're terrible. It's the worst candy ever. So I am not.
What's your stance on candy corn?
You know what? I never really liked them, and that waxy texture kind of irks me a little bit, right? But I kind of really like the taste of them.
Oh, I love me a candy corn.
I can't figure out if they're chocolate or
the
what.
The candy corn pumpkins are the best.
Yes, agreed.
Those are the best ones, and the candy corn chocolates are disgusting.
So we didn't talk about this pre-show, but top five candy, go.
Oh my God, I can't do that. I love too much candy. okay. Mike and Ike's. I like those. Skittles. I said Mike and Ike's.
Mike and Ike.
Skittles.
Skittles.
No, not Mike and Ike. It's Mike and Ike's.
Oh, it's not like...
There's more than one. Mike. Not just one Ike. Mike and one Ike in a box. Several Mikes and several Ikes in a box.
Okay.
Okay.
Didn't they have like Skittles a fake fight one time and it was just Mike's or something like that?
Oh, I don't know.
I thought they
did. I know Twix is having a fight right now, left Twix and right Twix.
Oh, because of the whole political deal? Are they getting into that stance?
Oh, no. This has been for a long time.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
It's not that kind of thing, I don't think. Although they should have thought of that when they did this.
Right? I'm a marketing genius. I'm not just a podcaster. I'm not just a pretty face, everybody. I got the ideas about marketing, politics, everything. Come see John. Anyway, you have three more candies to go.
You've cut me off like, I don't know, five times. I'm not really sure where I am.
Well, as you've explained over the years or episodes, I'm very wordy. Very, what did you say?
Verbose.
Vivacious? Vivacious?
No, not vivacious.
Verbose. I don't even know what that means still.
Wordy.
Does it mean I use a lot of verbs instead of adverbs and adjectives?
No, it means you talk a lot.
Okay. Anyway, carry on. Mike and Ike.
Mike and Ike. Skittles dots.
Is that one candy? Skittles dots?
Skittles dots.
Comma dots.
Nope. Skittles, comma dots.
Okay.
I don't know.
I mean, you got to throw Peeps in there. You didn't even go with Peeps.
Oh, I like Sour Patch Watermelon. Those are good.
Okay. You didn't even say Peeps, and this is the point of this whole story.
Yeah, because that's not really my top five fave. But yeah, I guess I'll go Peeps and candy corn. I guess those would be the round out the bottom there.
Okay.
I'm a fruity candy kind of gal.
Fruity. I love it. Mm-hmm. All right. Do you want to hear mine?
Not really, but I know you're going to tell me anyway.
Peanut, M&M's, Snickers, Almond Joy, Twix, and just regular old school gummy bears.
Gummy bears.
Love gummy bears.
The pineapple ones are the best.
I don't even know. I just like them all. I'm not a big fan of green, but you know.
I like the green ones.
I like gummy bears a lot. They do remind me, give me flashbacks to when I ran marathons, though, because I eat them like all the time. And so every time I have them now, I think about running through the streets of LA.
Those really good, tired. Man.
They are, but I mean.
I like those things. They have an interesting texture that I enjoy.
All right. So the good news, this is hot off the press. Just read this. University of Pittsburgh scientists discover the antibody that neutralizes the virus that causes coronavirus. It's this tiny little thing. They just found it now. Timely, right? You have the conspiracy theory look about you.
Actually, I was just thinking Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh.
They have scientists in Pittsburgh?
Apparently.
Never thought of Pittsburgh as like the science capital of the world.
What is it, the capital of the world? Like steel and...
Pittsburgh.
They have the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess it, steel. Like a,
yeah, right. Hence the name, the Steelers.
Steel and...
Maybe our friend Dan can tell us. I don't know. He's... Has Pittsburgh
penguins
roots.
Are the penguins there?
The penguins are there, but I don't think there's any penguins.
I'm not sure there's any penguins in Pittsburgh.
That's it on the coronavirus.
Okay,
sucks.
Well,
how's everything else going with you?
Fine. I haven't had a moment to think, so I'm not really sure how to answer that. I'm listening to a new crime podcast, which is not new, but new to me.
Right after you listen to us, right?
We shouldn't be
advertising other podcasts on this show.
Always, we're not advertising. But, I'm just telling you, I'm listening to a new one, and I'm learning new things that I didn't know.
Muchas
cosas nuevas.
Cosas nuevas. See? I love it. Good.
Despacito. Burrito. Despacito. Mosquito.
Yeah, that's good. Can you sing it? I like it when you sing it.
No.
Well, speaking of music, I wanted to discuss some of these pandemic-inspired band names.
All right, let's do it.
That we have come up with. And maybe other people have too, so don't send me a mean message saying we copied. I don't know. I haven't seen any of these on social media or whatever, so these are my own. The first one is Viral Load, which I think we talked about that last episode or two episodes ago, talking about the actual viral load that spews from your mouth all over everyone and everything.
Yes, this is, yes.
We talked about that, and in Googling Viral Load for a picture or something for the clip that I made for that, I laugh every time I think about it. Just saying load is funny, and we had a good chuckle over it, but I think it actually is a real band.
Is it really?
I'm not sure. I'd have to look that up again. I probably should have, but anyway, Viral Load.
I'm going to check this out while you talk.
What kind of music do you think Viral Load is?
Well, it could go one of two ways.
Yeah.
I mean, the first one is it could play on its Viral Load situation and be all like Barry White, saxophone-y, kind of kind of sexy time.
So really, really taking the word load to heart.
Yeah.
Okay. I see. I'm into that. Any other ideas?
I'm not sure what the other way was, but it could go another way.
I mean, they could be like, all the kids are now like, they're viral. They go viral.
Yeah. Right? Okay. All right. All right. I accidentally typed viral loaf.
No, not the same ring to it.
Not what we're looking
good
for.
Good band name, but not the same.
Not the same.
Did you come up with anything? Viral Load. Is it a real band? Or are they going to
I don't
be...
know, but let's continue and I'll tell you if I get it.
Well, I don't want to kind of move on from, I don't want to clean up my load if we're not done discussing
it,
the load.
It is a band. It's a musical group.
Excellent name choice, guys.
The country of origin is the United States.
Oh, good.
They're from Houston, Texas.
All right.
They are split up. They were formed in 1996, and their genre, are you ready for this? It's a good one. This
death
is
metal,
actually kind of
metal.
What I expected.
Hard rock.
A viral load.
Yeah.
Brutal death metal.
Oh, yes.
Their lyrical themes are violence, disgust, sickness, gore, death, and humor.
I love it. There's a band called Candlemass. Candlemas.
Yeah.
They are called doom metal.
Like, well, yeah, because Candlemas, wasn't that like a historical
I don't know.
Bad
it's all
thing?
Religious, whatever, but I remember texting my brother Scott, check this band out. They're doom metal, and he just started cracking up. But that's what they're called. And this is
Sorry. I'm just kidding. It's actually not bad.
It's a religious thing, right?
It is. What am I thinking of?
I have no idea.
Oh no, I'm thinking of It's like World War II. It's got like Knocked in it.
I don't know.
I'll figure it out. Whatever. I'm tired. Okay.
Okay. No need to yell. Everyone's going to hear that.
Crystal Knocked, maybe?
I don't know.
Whatever. Anyway, moving on.
Anyway. Okay. So the next one I have here, pandemic-inspired band name, is Twindemic. That's what everyone's worried about when flu season hits, that if you don't get a flu shot, the flu is going to collide with coronavirus and it's going to be a twindemic. Ah.
I wonder why they chose that word for it.
Because it's two viruses.
Oh, I get it. So it's now a different virus?
No, it's the flu, normal influenza.
Oh, but it's Spanish also.
Or otherwise. Yes, that's going to. Okay. So we're going to have flu season, which could be bad or could be, I don't know. Flu season's always bad. Apparently, just nobody talked about it before this.
It is always bad, but just, I don't know.
But there's flu season is going to coincide with coronavirus season, which seems to be all year long. Did my phone just talk?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hit the wrong button. It was a video of football.
Oh.
Anyway, yeah, so they're twindemic. So what I picture here is obviously twins that are playing some kind of folksy singer-songwriter.
To me, this would be horror.
I know, yes.
Horror genre.
What are your thoughts on twindemic? What genre?
Scary screamo.
Just because you hate twins?
Well, I'm sorry, but a twindemic is like...
Your nightmare, right?
My nightmare.
Twins everywhere.
And let's back this up. I don't hate twins. I don't hate them.
Have you seen the movie
They're
Twins?
They're just really creepy.
Have you seen the movie Twins with Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No.
It won't freak you out because they're obviously nowhere near twins. They're
not the same.
Yeah. All right. The next one is... This is right on the nose, obvious. Social distance. Right? I mean,
right.
Social Distortion cover band.
Of course.
Or tribute band, I guess.
Of
But they course. Are 6 feet apart at all times.
All times.
They only play virtual shows, so nobody
have,
can
like,
be there.
Some sort of, they got to have some sort of like backpack apparatus with like arms sticking out.
Great
so that
band
you have to, backpack apparatus? so that the arms like keep you 6 feet away from each other.
I like that. That's
Maybe
great.
Maybe like hats with spikes or something.
Yeah. Either that or they play in like their own little plexiglass cone of shame on the stage, and then they have, if they actually do have fans because all this pandemic's gone away, they have to have like a distance mosh pit, like you sort of run into people or you don't, you just go around in a circle but don't actually touch anyone.
No, instead of a sort of mosh pit, everybody should be in those big bubbles.
Oh yeah, those
and like
bubble
roll
thing,
into
yes.
each other. Or those big sumo suits so you can't actually get near each other, but
I
you're
love
like
that.
Still moshing.
I love it.
Yes,
that's good stuff.
And even though it's supposed to be a Social Distortion cover band, I still feel like they should maybe branch off and do their own like emo, I'm so alone, everybody hates me, life sucks kind of.
Yeah, but when you have it, like you've seen the movie Rockstar, great movie, by the way,
yes,
if you guys
amazing.
Haven't seen it. But if you have a tribute band that's all about trying to recreate the craft of your favorite
right.
band, Social Distortion,
true.
If you go off and start writing folksy songs like their guys wanted to do, it breaks up the band.
Okay.
Right?
Sure.
I mean, I don't know. I hear what you're saying. I smell what you're cooking. If you want to move to Seattle and put a flannel on later in life, like he did in the movie, then
this is true.
That's all good.
Was it Seattle? Are we sure?
It's got to be. That's where flannels are worn year-round.
The land of year-round flannels.
Long hair and flannel. Yeah, that's on their sign, I think.
When you go in, like open for business and welcomes you.
Yeah. Unlimited possibilities. That's Adelanto. And then Maine open for business.
Yeah. What's New Hampshire?
Although I think they changed that because they're kind of closed for business.
They're
like,
really closed.
They don't want us there.
No, they don't.
New Hampshire's live free or die.
Oh, that's right. Oh, Lordy.
God.
You are about to die because
yeah.
you were about to
that
get wine
been,
on my
do you
rug.
You know how bad that would have been? All over the dog.
So bad.
That would have been
We would have had to
disaster.
Lick her clean.
Jesus. All right. The next one is fluid situation.
Fluid situation.
So just for some context, that's what they were saying. Early on in this thing when nobody knew what the fuck was going on, you know, we recommend this, but keep in mind, this is a fluid situation. And that's a very popular term in my line of work as well. When an incident happens or whatever, and nobody really knows fluid situation. What kind of music is this?
Fluid situation. Maybe it's like all stonery music because it's all like, woo, like fluid. I don't know.
I was thinking like, yeah, like smooth jazz.
Okay.
Because it's fluid.
I like it.
Fluid situation.
Something you'd find on
love songs on the coast.
the wave.
Yes, exactly. Wait, that's not love songs on the coast.
That's not love songs
no,
on the
I
coast.
Screwed
that's
that up.
The wave.
Yeah. And then the last one, this one's, you came up with this one. It's perfect. China virus.
China virus.
China virus.
I like it. That's got to be like death metal K-pop, like interspersed with each other.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, well, K-pop and death metal are.
But I feel like K-pop is Korean, and that's kind of in the face of China.
Right, agreed.
I think
but
maybe
it's
it needs,
the, I'm
do they
thinking
have C-pop,
of like, that.
Like China pop?
Like silly.
But death metal.
But death metal.
Okay.
They're wearing like really colorful like anime type outfits, but they're like creepy.
I like this. Well, this was a peek inside Christine's brain, everybody.
I just
Good
had
stuff.
Another one that I was going to say, and I forgot now. Thanks a lot for that. It was perfect too. I even had like the genre of music and everything.
I don't know, but maybe this has been done, but I think somebody needs to rewrite the OPP song and say you're down with PPE, like the personal protective equipment with masks.
I like it. That's good.
Maybe I'll write it. I don't know. I got all the time in the world over here. All right. Are we ready?
Oh, that's what it was. I figured. I remember. Great. The new normal.
The new. Oh, that's good.
The new normal.
That's good.
And they take like old songs and make them poppy.
Oh, make them new.
Yes.
I love it.
Do you see what I'm going with
this? I do. I love this. That's good.
But it has to have the in it. It can't just be new normal. It's got to be the new normal.
Well, anybody listening out there, send us a message on social media. You never do this, but I'm just going to keep saying it. Send us a message. Send us a text.
Do
whatever.
We even check it? I mean,
send us a Wells Fargo letter.
I thought you're going to be like horse and rider.
Yeah, whatever. Send whatever
Stage
you
coach?
Need. Yeah, a pigeon. Carrier pigeon. Something. Message in a bottle.
Telegram.
Tell us your pandemic-inspired band names. We'd love to hear them. Yeah. Okay. Are you ready?
For?
Parenting Purgatory. No?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What are we talking about, though? I can't remember.
Oh, I have something I need to discuss.
Let's hear it. Gather your thoughts.
I just can't even right now. So my friends that are about to embark on an education virtually.
Yes, distance learning. Or so what are we calling this?
Virtual learning.
I don't know. It's funny that this is like a new thing, and I think it's because they're doing it with younger kids, but I would say 70% of my bachelor's degree was online, so
Right.
It wasn't like this, though. I didn't have a teacher in front of me on Zoom.
Yeah, I'm really, I don't know.
They left it up to me because I was an adult to do the work and then post it on Blackboard or whatever it was called. But there was no like virtual teaching. So I think that's how this is different and catching so many people off guard, like you're going to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's hear it.
So your children are virtual learning. And listen, guys, I think it's fabulous that you want to help your babies. And I'm sure your babies need all the help that they can get. But there's a button called mute. And it's called mute. And it's very important. And please use it. Before you start yelling at your children, please make sure that you're muted.
Yeah.
Because all the children sitting in the classroom or sitting in the Zoom meeting will hear you yelling at your child to get their shit together.
And listen, full disclosure, I'm a yeller. I'm a terrible parent.
You're a yeller.
I yell a lot. But I have a little more class and situational awareness to not do that on camera. In fact, I even shut the windows before I yell. Usually try to remember to do that. So yeah, what's going on here, people, with the yelling over Zoom?
Yeah. So I have a parent who several times now has yelled at their child over the intercom on Zoom. And I have children in the classroom and children that are at home. So all my lovely little cherubs sitting in their desks are hearing this mom tell their child to get their S together.
Did they really say S?
They didn't say it.
Oh, man.
They said S. They literally said S.
Oh, okay.
So that's good. At least they filtered that out.
Yeah.
But my kids know how to spell.
Yeah.
So I think they figured it out.
Yes. We spoke about this two episodes ago or whatever. Your kids are on board. They know what bad words are. Like Jacob knows. He knows what S is. Yeah. So, I mean.
Well, not all of them, but most of them.
No. Well.
Not the super-duper bad ones.
He doesn't know see you next Tuesday or.
No.
Yeah. In fact, when he says someone said the C word, I get this look of panic and that's usually crap.
It's crap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crap is the bad one.
Somebody said what on the playground? Yeah.
Yeah. So please check your mute. Make sure that it's on. I would just say mute your kid like all the time.
Yeah, like
unless they really need to not be muted.
Right. This is a stressful time for everybody, but come on, man, this is bad.
I had a friend of mine posted on Facebook. She's actually the teacher, and she was doing her back to school night presentation. In the middle of it, her toilet started overflowing.
Oh no.
And her little daughter, who is younger than Isabel, I think she's probably 6 or 7, starts screaming for her mom. She goes running in there to take care of it, is yelling. She's like, I'm yelling all kinds of expletives. And she realized she didn't turn the mute on.
Oh boy.
On her presentation. So all her parents are hearing her yell and scream. And so I'm reading her whole story and I see a ton of comments under there. And it was from a bunch of parents going, it's okay, we couldn't understand what you were saying. Yeah. But I'm like, oh my gosh, that is just a nightmare.
I'm terrified with this whole Zoom culture we're doing now. I've been lucky enough to have a few interviews for some stuff lately. And I've been doing the, I call it the mullet interview, where the business up top and party on the bottom.
Yeah.
Hold on. Pause, audience. I got to throw this coyote for Lucille.
It's a fox.
Or fox. She always picks the worst times to play. Like all day I've been home.
I know.
And she's just been sleeping or crying at the door for you. All this time, Lucille, we could have been playing and you do this now? That's right. I think the audience likes your squeaks.
She's very cute.
Anyway, so I'm paranoid that I'm going to stand up on accident or I didn't hit the leave button and they're going to see like, what the fuck? This guy's wearing shorts. I'm not going to get in full suit if they only see my bust and higher. You know?
I gotta be honest. If I was like an interviewing committee or somebody that you would even go in front of, I would find that quite endearing.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, so far, every person I've interviewed with has been in like a polo shirt or one guy had a hat and a t-shirt on. It's like, because they're in the driver's seat here. I have to wear a suit and I would not wear anything less, but it's like, I'm not putting the whole thing on. You're out of your mind.
That's funny.
Yeah. So, I mean, how this relates back to parenting is, first of all, obviously that mom sounds a little stressed out, right?
Well, she has three children at home.
That's mistake number one. That's one too many.
Well, yeah. So her oldest is in sixth grade. And then she's got the one in fifth grade in my class. And then she's got a little one who's in first grade. And they cannot come to school because their grandparents live with them. So they're, you know, immunocompromised or whatever. So they can't come to school. So I think she's already a little in over her head.
Yeah. So
I don't fault her, but just please push the mute button.
Well, and since this fell in the parenting purgatory section, is like, take some time for yourself. Do what you need to do. Take a walk on the weekend. Have more wine, something. But like, think of the long-term effects you're going to have on your kid if you embarrass them by abusing them verbally on Zoom in front of the class.
Well, then I've got tiny little legs. Crazy. So it's really difficult to me to get over to the computer on time to push that mute button.
Yeah.
So things come out and the kids are like, woo.
Yeah.
Look at each other like, oh no.
I feel bad for her a little bit. I mean, it's a weird time.
I do. I feel bad for her.
And I'm about to enter that myself starting Wednesday. I'm going to be the at-home proctor for the kids. And there might be some yelling, little bit of with Zoom Isabel, cussing going on.
Jacob's pretty self-sufficient, but Isabel is going to, she's going to push buttons.
It's funny. I got the letter today that says, make sure you create a workspace that's free of distractions. Hello, that's like impossible. I don't have an empty room.
At home.
We have the fridge. We have the dog. I've got them a little desk, but it's in their room next to all their stuff. It's like, I can't create a... Our house is small for the most part. We don't have any space to do that. Like, how am I going to do that? There's going to be some kind of distraction. You're at home, for God's sake.
Yeah, you're at home. All their toys are there. You just can't.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. So anyone else out there fighting the good fight with the distance learning, more power to you. I remember you in my prayers. Remember me as well.
Please. Yes, please.
All right. Is that it for the parenting? I feel like we phoned
it in this
time.
I mean, that's
all
I have to say. So.
Yeah. Anyway, I guess the parenting message here is just try to take some time for yourself so you can have a level head when you're on the Zoom call.
No, just push the mute button. Lose your shit. Just push the mute button.
Well, and probably press the camera off button too. So you're
right.
Not
well, this particular child
flailing hands and
doesn't have a camera on. So.
Oh, well, perfect. How does that work?
It's a long story.
I mean, how do you know they're even there?
But in air quotes, their camera doesn't work.
Yeah. Well, I call BS on that. But well, although I had to make my own webcam out of our security cameras because you can't buy one. But
so this is what I have to say about that. I don't care as much because I don't necessarily know what their home life is like. So if there's a reason why they don't want their camera on, it's probably a good reason. And I don't want to push that if it's going to make the child uncomfortable.
No, I hear you. I get it. But how do you even know they're there? They could be going full Ferris Bueller.
He answers questions.
Well, you know they're all there because you heard today the yelling and the cussing. So. Good times.
No, I'll make sure to ask like, hey, you got it? And he'll say yes. So, I mean, I know he's there.
Well, I feel for you.
Thank you.
And then we did something stupid too. We decided to stop drinking Monday through Friday, or Tuesday through Friday.
I'm sorry. Who decided?
You did. Because
I
have
did
to
not.
I'm working now. I got to go to bed early.
Excuse
blah blah blah.
Me? Excuse me.
Hey man, I'm still living the furlough life, baby.
This was your decision.
Pump me full of alcohol. I'm ready to go.
You are alone in this.
You are fake
alone
news.
In your principles.
You're fake news.
No.
All right. Let's close this up. The parenting purgatory.
Sure.
And move on to the relationship room. Yeah.
The room that you took all our alcohol out of.
It's been kind of a dull room lately. Mm-hmm. Anyway, what were we talking about in the relationship room today? I know I wanted to bring up, like, I guess, is jealousy the word? Because
Gin Blossoms.
I'm not, yeah, hey, jealousy. I'm not jealous of your ex-boyfriends, because obviously I won the war.
Can you back up?
No, hold on.
I literally had one.
Let me finish my soliloquy here. I lost the battle back then. I wasn't even part of the battle, but I won the war because I got you. I impregnated you. All those things.
Thank you.
And so obviously, I mean, I won. So I shouldn't be upset, but when you're former beaux comment on every post you put on Facebook, it's like, what the fuck, guys? Like, come on, there's a husband over here and they're married and whatever, but am I wrong for getting a little perturbed about that?
Yes.
Well, do tell.
Because it was a date. One.
Yeah.
Uno date.
Right.
In which we decided we did not have chemistry. We were better as just friends. And that was it. There was no hand holding. There was no kissing. There was no... when I bring you to my family next Sunday for dinner.
Okay.
It was
there was no religion talk?
No, there was no religion talk. It was one date. Just
okay.
One.
But so why the need to comment on everything? You guys aren't even that good of friends. Like, when's the last time you even saw each other?
We were friends. We weren't like best buddies or anything, but I don't think he comments on every single thing I post, only on things that
it's pretty close.
Matter. All right, well, whatever.
Anyway,
so yes, I feel like you are ridiculous.
Then I guess that's my cross to bear. But listen, I was cheated on by that fucking bitch, Carol Baskins. No, my ex-wife. She cheated on me right when it's funny. I don't think I've told this story, but I've always been kind of a jealous person, being security guy, whatever the reason is. My head's messed up. Anyway, I finally told myself, I came home from work and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to start trusting this person more. We're married, all the things I just said, like I won, I got the girl, she deserves my trust and I'm going to trust her. And then sure as shit, like a week later, I find out she cheated. So that's really messed me up. Like, I'm not going to do that again, you know?
Great.
I mean, I have, obviously, so we've pleased. Been together a while,
no.
But still.
No. It's the second I get a text message, oh, tell your boyfriend, yeah. We're doing this and this. I'm like, my mom?
Yeah. Well, hey. She was disguising text messages as someone else. It was the dude, but she had a girl's name in there.
But here's my situation.
And so she would show me her phone and go,
you...
look, it's Aaron, and just flash it. Phones were much smaller back then. I'm
okay,
dating
well,
myself
here.
Okay,
well, my phone is ginormous. You are welcome to read every single thing on my... You know all my passwords.
But
I don't hide it. I leave it on the table.
What if,
like,
you guys are talking in codes?
In
just to mess with
do
me.
Do I have time for that? I don't even have time to text you back.
Anyway, that's my cross to bear. That's my issue. What's
get
your,
over it.
Well, let's talk about your issues, and I will work to get over it. What's your issue? I think you know, but you want me to introduce it? Your issue is I can say, hey, listen, the place I'm interviewing with or whatever really wants me to work tight with the other person they hired, and it happens to be a she. Mm-hmm. And you're like, nope. And you start searching and searching and searching. What does this person look like? Oh my God, she has boobs and a vagina. Nope, nope, nope.
Most
you cannot
of the time
work
I say it's okay.
At all.
Most of the time it's okay. Most of the time I'm like, oh, that's fine. She's fine.
Right. But there's some times where you don't. And I've told you, like, listen, I lived in Massachusetts for 8 months by myself.
I don't know that.
And did nothing. No, you do know that. I was here.
But
you
I don't know
you
that.
Surprised me one time and there was no woman in my bed.
Maybe she just left.
You can ask anybody at work or anyone in the great Commonwealth of Massachusetts. I did not touch any woman. I did not have any woman over. Nothing. And mm-hmm. I had every opportunity to do so.
Okay. That
doesn't
matter.
You always say, oh,
maybe the right one didn't come along.
You always say, like, oh, you're an executive guy and you're so hot and you have all the money, whatever. They're just going to throw themselves at you. First of all, they don't. Well, you see me as hot, but the rest of the people don't. I mean, I'm just, I'm just your average looking fat dude. Nobody sees me as good looking like you do. I don't think anybody cares about the money. I have a medium sized penis at best. And so like, what do I have to offer here? Right? Nothing. So you don't need to worry.
I don't agree with that.
That's what
statement,
I
can't. Those statements that you just made.
Well, you're right. I don't have any money at the moment. But
right.
Correct.
Let's clarify, correct, please.
Statement. But yeah, you don't have anything to worry about. So I don't get it.
You're also at least medium to large.
Are you talking about my weight?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Yeah, you are. Anyway, yeah, like you don't have anything to worry about. So that's your jealousy issue. Mine is
my jealousy issue is not that. It is that I am an old lady. I have
you're younger than me.
I have gray hair coming out of my head.
Yes, I
currently
do too.
At the moment.
I have gray pubes.
I am fat.
Gray hair on my head. I'm old.
I am burdened with children. I barely have any time for hair and makeup. So okay. When some hot chick in this little pencil skirt comes and shakes her booty at you.
It's always the pencil skirt with you. People don't even really
like
wear
pencil
those.
Pencil skirts.
Well, who doesn't?
I mean, I don't.
Okay, but here's the thing.
Which is why.
But here's the thing. And I know you hate it when I say this because you want me to love you for you and oh, blah, 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 blah. We've had this talk many times. But those kids that you're burdened with, I put them in you. They're mine.
Right.
So why would I ever, A, fuck that up because I love my family to pieces. I don't want to be the... like that show Divorce. I don't want to live in a small apartment and only see them on holidays and weekends. I don't want any part of that. And I don't see you through the lens that you see yourself, just like you don't see me, like we just talked about.
Okay.
So
well,
that's
thanks for the words everyone wants to hear. I won't leave you because of the kids. Thanks so much.
Not what I said.
It's exactly what
you said. You missed the second part that I don't see you.
Okay, relationship room closed.
Forever. Sealed. It shall not open again.
The vault has been slammed.
No, you know, I love you more than anything. I see you much differently than you see yourself, just like you see me. That's why we're perfect together. And we come up with bitchin' pandemic band names.
This is true.
I can't do that with anyone else.
You remember that when Pencil Skirt shakes her butt
at you. I don't care if
you remember.
Lady Pencil Skirt shakes her perfect ass in my face and says, I want you to give me the business. I will say, you know what? I'll say quick.
You're going to give her what for?
Pandemic inspired band name. What do you got? And she's going to be like, and I'm going to, nope, no can do.
What if she gives you a like amazing one?
Because while I'm removing the pencil skirt and really about to do something awful, I'm going to be thinking about you and your awesome band names.
Fabulous.
And I won't be able to do it.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you've completely got me cornered. I'm smitten with you. It's all good. I'm not going anywhere.
All right.
No matter what pencil skirt, short skirt, tight pants, or otherwise comes my way. Not interested.
Great. Okay? How come that can't apply to me as well? If I'm supposed to believe you.
Are you into girls with pencil skirts?
I mean, no. But if I was, there was no problem with that.
Well, I will tell you why this doesn't apply to you. You're right. Yes. Let's put the disclaimer out there.
There's all no good. Problem.
Yes. All good. We support. We're an ally. It's all
we
good.
We are. Yes.
Yes. And hey, if you were into that, no problem as well. bring it on, baby. I'm into it. Anyway.
Anywho. Did I just say anywho?
Yeah.
You mean Ned Flanders?
Yeah. Heidi-ho. Anyway, you it does apply to you, but the reason why it applies a little less is because you're a female. You're evil. You guys
Excuse
like to
me?
Cheat and do bad things. So, I mean, that's why.
I'm sorry. Who's cheated before in this relationship? That was not me.
Not me. Not on you.
Oh, no, not on me.
Well, the other one deserved it. I mean, obviously.
I don't know. What's that? Was that saying once a cheater, always a cheater?
No, I believe it
is. Or was it once a cheater, maybe not a cheater again, but not really?
No, I think the phrase you're looking for is something else. This is not the phrase you're looking for.
Oh, all right.
I don't know.
Anyway, moving on.
Moving on. All right, well, that was magnificent. So what did we learn from that? Don't be jealous.
Absolutely nothing.
If your lady goes on one date, I guess it's okay that they converse constantly on Facebook. Is that what we learned?
I mean, sure.
Okay, well, let's just move it along then. What is your story? I told you have to do this because I go first. It sounds weird when I say, what's your story? And then I start telling a story.
No, that doesn't sound weird.
Anyway.
I can't go first because then if I go first, then you have two in a row.
Fine,
and that's
I'll go
stupid.
First.
Who goes first? You go first. I talk first. Who talks first?
All right. So this pandemic is showing no signs of slowing down. This PPE, like we talked about, personal protective equipment, is going to be part of our lexicon and our life for the foreseeable future. So luxury clothing designer Louis Vuitton
Louis Vuitton
will start selling luxury face shields complete with the recognizable LV monogram and gold studs in an attempt to make personal protective equipment into a fashion statement. You can get yours for the low price of, are you ready for this? Are you sitting down? $961. Yeah,
I wonder why they couldn't just knock it down to 960 or maybe bump it up to 965. How about
$959.99? That's what I'm screaming. But yeah, I don't. First of all, the face shields are like, you might as well wear nothing. In fact, the NFL like yelled at their coaches because some of them had those on in the first weekend of football.
Oh, the face shield thing?
Yeah, and they said, we're going to sue, you know, we're going to fine you. You can't do that. You have to wear a mask, an actual mask. And if you read the viral load science that I shared on social media yesterday, the face shield won't do any good. It's supposed to prevent the load from getting in your mouth. It's at least a lot of load. You want less load to enter your mouth. So that face shield, depending on how it fits, can go over the top and under the bottom. Load can get everywhere, baby. You want to wear a mask, not a shield. But anyway, Louis Vuitton's trying to capitalize on this, and it's part of their company's 2021 cruise collection, the cruise you can't go on because they're canceled. But anyway, it's part of their cruise collection, and yeah, check it out. They will be available for purchase October 30th for the low price of $961. Get yours today. What's your story?
Well, hold on a moment. I'm currently taking a note.
Oh, first, and it says here in the story that the CDC does not recommend this for personal protective equipment. But if you have $961, I guarantee you some NBA players or somebody is going to show up with one of these on because it's cool.
I like it.
Cool, man.
All right. So my story is about some mysterious traces of gas on Venus, which is interesting. And
it's not mine. I don't think it reaches that far.
Have we tested that theory?
Maybe. I don't know.
Anyway, so the headline is, on Venus, mysterious traces of gas tease the possibility of extraterrestrial life.
Ooh.
So right away, you're like, oh, they found alien life. How exciting. It is, obviously, it's a detection of phosphine gas in the clouds of Venus that has surprised scientists in, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Massachusetts.
Of course.
Right?
Science mecca. Because,
thank you.
Yeah.
That's where I was going with
that. Yeah, not Pittsburgh.
Because when you think science, you think MIT.
You think,
You don't think Pittsburgh.
You think Massachusetts, NorCal, Seattle, not Pittsburgh, not Iowa, right?
Right. Exactly. Okay. So this wonderful Janusz Petkowski, I'm sure I completely butchered that first name.
Bless you.
Has said, if the signal is correct, there's a process on Venus we cannot explain that produces phosphine, and one of the hypotheses is that it's life in the clouds of Venus.
Mm.
He goes on to say, it's far-fetched until it's not.
Well, yes, thank you, genius.
So, I'm not sure we have alien visitors yet. I was thinking, though, as I was reading the story, how cool would it be? Well, maybe not so cool. What if aliens actually are on the planet, and they're, like, right now sending, like, radio signals out, and this is what they pick up?
Well, it's, yeah, that would be awesome.
Do you think they would, like, on the basis of our discussions alone, just, like, annihilate us?
Well, you know what? We had, like, 77 downloads the other night. Just poof, 77 downloads out of the blue.
77?
Maybe it was Venus.
Oh, maybe.
It's interesting you say that, though, because early on in this pandemic, there was a news story about mysterious pulses, like that movie Contact. Coming from outer space.
I've never seen that
movie. They're on like a schedule, like a boom, like a pulse from space. Maybe it's Venus trying to talk to us.
Maybe.
Hey, Earth, get your shit together. We're your neighbor. Don't be spreading that COVID over here.
It is one of our closest neighbors, yes.
Yeah. Maybe they're sending a message. Schnapp,
except no more pee.
What?
Invenschnapp.
Was that English?
Yeah. Didn't you remember? Do you remember that episode of Saved by the Bell where they were on that like?
Oh yeah, and they had that's how you
quiz
remember
show
the
and Screech
yeah.
was like super sick and he was the one that was going to carry them.
Yeah,
and he was like trying to tell them all these
yeah
like things to remember, and Invenschnapp was the one.
Yes,
how to remember all the planets from the sun.
I just remember from that show
to Pluto, which is no longer a planet. R.I.P. Pluto.
Bum bum.
Oh yes, Violet. What was her name? Violet. I don't want to say Beauregard because it's not Beauregard.
No, I don't know. I remember that, and I remember when Jessie got baked out of her mind on on speed or whatever for studying.
She was really excited.
I'm so excited. Yeah.
It was when her and Kelly and Lisa were like some sort of weird girl aerobic singing group.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, Saved by the Bell.
Yeah. All right. My next story is there's tons of cheese. I don't know what it is, but when you start laughing like that, it takes me down this like spiral of laughter that I can't control. There's tons of cheese on this podcaster's jokes, first of all, but on Taco Bell's menu. So a wine to pair with it is the natural next step. So Taco Bell is debuting its own custom wine called Jalapeno Noir. But I think they want you to say it Jalapeno Noir because the wine is Pinot Noir. But it's Jalapeno Noir to pair with its toasted cheesy chalupa. The tantalizing combination
tantalizing,
is only available for a limited time. And you guessed it. What screams Mexican food more than anything? That's right. Canada. It's available
Canada.
In Canada. Yes.
Oh, cheesy.
The Jalapeno Noir is available in Canada to celebrate the launch of the new menu item, the Toasted Cheesy Chalupa, which sounds delightful. Although I guess people are mad at Taco Bell because they got rid of the
Mexican pizza and some other stuff. All of the good stuff.
Taco Bell Canada said in a release that the duo is irresistible, adding that the rich taste and crunchy texture of the beloved toasted cheesy chalupa complements notes of wild strawberry, cherry, and beetroot in this silky limited edition red wine.
Ew, gross.
I wonder if they had like a sommelier in their Taco Bell outfit.
Crunching on the chalupa, taking a bite of the...
Swirling the wine around.
Give me, give me some more of those Doritos.
Very fancy. The wine, which is being called a collector's item because it has three unique bottle labels, cost $25 Canadian, which is about $19 US. Fans can buy it on Taco Bell Canada's website or in some locations in Ontario. Hey, we're pretty close to Canada. Why don't we run up there and grab a bottle of Jalapeno Noir. Jalapeno Noir. I feel like it's kind of insulting. They're inviting you to make fun of the Mexican language or Spanish language. Mexican language, what a dick. Spanish language by saying jalapeno. Because I'm sure that's what they want you
to do.
Maybe
the people in Canada say jalapeno.
I'm sure they do.
Because they're, you know, French and all.
And then on the drink tip, I just have one more bonus story. Pepsi is coming out with a new drink to help you sleep.
Because that makes sense.
Well, because drinking anything. And listen, I tried this once when I was living by myself to just take magnesium. And you have to mix it with water. And I was up peeing all night. And so, like, this is good in theory, but... When I take a sleeping pill or something, I want to go to sleep and just crash out and
not
move.
Maybe that's how it works. Maybe you're up all night peeing so that the next night you just crash. Maybe?
I don't know. I mean, yeah. It has, let's see here. It's called Driftwell, and it contains 10% of the recommended daily value of magnesium, which helps you go to sleep. It comes in 7.5-ounce mini cans, and the flavor, only one flavor, blackberry lavender. And according to the CEO of Pepsi, it's the perfect size for hydrating before bedtime without requiring another trip to the bathroom. I want to know how they studied that, where he can make that bold claim. But I guess, hey, since we're kind of a parenting, whatever the hell podcast, if you're having trouble having your kids go to sleep like we often do, get them a Pepsi water. Here you go, kids. If they don't like to take or they can't take a pill or a gummy or whatever, have a blackberry lavender sleepy time water.
But then I feel like you got to wake up and have another Pepsi.
Like an actual Pepsi?
Or like a Pepsi product. Isn't like
something with caffeine to
Red
wake
Bull
your ass
or
up?
Something?
Maybe that's the... Oh my God.
That's what I'm saying.
That's it. This is a trick.
Yeah.
They're going to knock you out so good that when you wake up, you got to have their product to wake the fuck up.
See?
Oh my God. Genius. Thank wow. You. Look at you.
I know.
Amazing. All right. Well, that's it for in your... What's your story?
In yo business. Nacho business.
In yo news story. All right, so we did a real review. Listen, guys, we fucked up big time.
No.
I fucked up. I will own this.
Do not put this on me. Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
That we teased last week called Like a Boss.
Like a Boss, which looked so much better than what we watched.
I don't know about that. Not for this guy. Okay, but anyway, we did not watch Like a Boss because I found the movie and it just occurred to me that we forgot to pick another one. So we may have to stall a little during this segment once you get on the blower there and find that. But we... I found it on Rotten Tomatoes and it had a low score and everything, all good things like we like to do with this segment. And then we go on to Netflix and all the streaming services, and it's not available. Well, you could rent it for $5.99, and we are some cheap people over here.
We are. We are very cheap, yes. Since one of us does not have a job.
Right. And so we did not pay $5.99 to watch a bad movie for All Your Sake, but we watched an equally bad movie that was free.
We don't care about you.
Called Angel Has Fallen, or Angel Fallen Angel.
Angel Has Fallen, or Angel Is Falling, Angel Will Fall, or how many other ways can I conjugate this?
And the cradle will fall. I don't know. It was the Angel Has Fallen.
Angel of God, My Guardian Dear. Oh, sorry.
It's the last movie of a trilogy, and it's a shoot 'em up action movie about Secret Service and presidential things and blow 'em up. Kill them all things.
Yes.
And I think the other one's called Olympus Has Fallen. That's the first one. And then London Has Fallen. And then London Bridge Is Falling Down. No. And this one, Angel Has Fallen. And so it had, what was the guy's name? Gerard Butler. And it had Morgan Freeman as the president, which I'm on board
with. Which I'm sorry, that's a world I want to live in.
Anytime he'd go up to give a speech, people would be glued to the TV. Anyway, Morgan Freeman was the president. And it's all about we really don't want to give away too much here, right?
Right. We don't want to do that anymore.
So anyway, there's like this, they're trying to kill the president. I'll just say that. I won't tell you who's doing it or who's behind it, but it's, as to be expected, lots of fantastic explosions and shooting and people getting shot at, and they turn into superheroes all of a sudden. Nothing affects them. They don't break their arm when they fall 100 feet. They just keep on living.
It's strange.
And so it's one of those types of movies. And maybe if you've seen the other ones, it's, good to you. For me, it was just super predictable. The little twist that we're not telling you about, super predictable.
I mean, I called it 20 minutes into the movie?
Yeah. And you're good at that anyway.
I freaking called it. The whole entire thing I called. So the movie opens up with my dad in sniper outfit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, these guys are going to have a stroke. They were all so old.
Yeah, they're old and they're fighting. And I even said, aren't these guys on the same team? Why are they beating each other up?
Yeah, they were all in the same outfit. And so that was confusing. So it just kind of started really funky. And I don't know, Gerard Butler he's got to be in his 60s at least.
I don't know. But I mean, I don't know many movies with him, but he's not a great action star, in my opinion. He just didn't. His face doesn't look actiony enough for me, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't thrilled with his portrayal of this.
But anyway, he's
got to
be at least in his 60s,
character.
But they portray him as president Secret Service. And he's got a brand new baby who's barely two. And I'm just thinking, this was the wrong character to choose.
Yeah, it was weird.
Wrong actor, not character.
It didn't make much sense. But I don't know. It was weird in the beginning. It turns out they were doing a training exercise.
Yeah.
And so that's why they were fighting each other. But it would have been nice to know that, because starting out, I was very confused. Why are they beating up each other?
Yeah.
So the critic score, as to be expected with these things, was 39%.
Yes.
But what really got us and the reason why we watched this is the audience gave it 93%.
93.
Listen,
that
I've seen
a huge gap.
Yeah. Well, it's a huge gap. And I've seen a lot of movies, and I am a fan of Rotten Tomatoes and whatever. It's hard to get a 93. It really is, even from audience standpoint. And so that's a really high number.
There's Disney movies that are not 93.
I mean, the audience is usually on board, but you're right. Yes, it's hard to get. What I'm saying is that it's easier to get a 93 from the audience because that's popular opinion, but it's still difficult. That's a high number. The 90s are hard to achieve. Not very attainable, definitely by the critics. And so for me, I just don't understand where that came from, because it was not 93 good. Maybe you're a fan of the whole trilogy, and I don't know. But for me, I mean,
it was definitely not 93 good.
This one's coming in at 50.
They had Morgan Freeman say the F word.
Yeah.
That was disheartening
to me. That's hearing me say the F word.
No, it's not.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Anyway, I say that too much.
Yeah.
But it was it was 50 for me. If we paid money to go see this, or if we had seen the other two, it accomplished its goal. It's action, blow them up, whatever. I watched it a minimal time on my phone and actually paid attention, but it wasn't great. It wasn't terrible. I'll go 50. You know me. I don't like to go too harsh because the actors were trying. And I feel bad. Morgan Freeman's old as fuck and he's out there. And
how'd they get Morgan Freeman for
that? Again, not giving away too much, but Nick Nolte plays, what's his name's... dad, and he's got like a long David Letterman beard and looks all.
What happened to Nick Nolte?
He lives off the grid. Well, I think he actually had some real trouble with like alcohol and the law, and he was like playing himself in this. He was
Nick Nolte as himself.
He seemed pretty fucked up, and he's going to be 81 or 80, I think, soon. So, I mean, he's playing his age, but yeah, I don't know, just 50. That's my score. That's a review.
Okay. I feel like if we were in a movie theater and I had an enormous jug of popcorn and some Mike and Ike's and maybe a soda
or one of those. They serve booze there now.
Or one of those Icy's. I feel like my score would have been higher. I'm going to go like 40.
Okay. I mean, you're close to me.
It was terrible. It was way too predictable. I knew exactly what was going to happen within a few minutes of the movie. I feel like there was like, I don't know. The characters said fuck like every 5 seconds.
Yeah, unnecessarily
but
say fuck.
It was unnecessary. And it also like didn't fit them. It would be like, I don't know.
Right.
Like me, I don't say it very often. So it kind of sounds weird when I say it.
Well, coming from the fuck king of the world over here. Well. I mean, because listen, my line of work that I'm in, it's like a lot of men and. Oh, this fucking guy, this bad guy, whatever. He's like, it just is what it is. And then moving to Boston made it worse. But even for me, it was a lot of fucks.
I had no more fucks to give.
Too many fucks.
Too many. So I don't know. I lost interest pretty quickly.
Yeah. In it. Yeah, I could tell.
It seemed like every single time I looked up, it was still the same thing going on.
But like I said, not only did the actors try hard,
they did,
but also like, I'm a big fan of it. It accomplished its goal. Like they weren't trying to win an Oscar here. So,
okay. Yeah. No, I'm still going with 40.
50 for me.
Give me
right
some popcorn and a little bit of candy and my score will go up.
And some booze. You can drink at the movie theater right, if and when they open that, really. Someday. All right. Well, next week, what are we watching?
Next week, we are watching a movie with one of my faves.
Did we make sure this is available free?
I checked on Netflix first.
Okay, good.
Again, it's one of my faves. Good old RDJ.
R2D2?
No.
Our DJ, Robert
Dooney Downer.
Robert Dooney Downer, as your dad would say.
Yes. It is called Due Date.
Due Date.
Yeah. It's with him and Zach Galifianakis.
Oh, good times. Yeah.
Is that what his name is? Yeah. I don't know. I could be wrong.
Yeah. He's like the other stoner guy.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. So the critics gave it 39%.
Oof.
The audience gave it 52%.
Okay. Close.
However.
Yeah.
There was 125,497 reviews, and it still got a 52. So this is going to be, I think...
I'm guessing this is a comedy, right?
Delicious.
Is this going to be a comedy?
It's a comedy.
Okay.
At least it looks like
so
a comedy.
So I would just caution us here. When a comedy gets 52, it's probably going to be bad.
Probably.
Because usually the comedy fans, like your general fan of Zach Galifianakis... they will give it a high rating because they like him. He can do no wrong.
Truth.
But, yeah, interesting.
Here's the picture.
Okay.
I don't really know anything about it. I'm assuming, though, since it's due date, there's probably like a baby.
Okay, so we have Robert Dooney Downer looking especially Robert Downey Jr.-ish. Pre-Iron Man. This looks like when he had a drug problem. He's got a broken arm.
He had a drug problem when he was younger.
Whatever. He's got a broken arm. Together. He looks a little, he looks unkempt. And Zach Galifianakis, Fanakis? I don't know. He's holding, what is that, a bulldog?
I can't
see it. Boston Terrier?
No, I think that's a French bulldog.
French bulldog with a cone of shame on. And he has an IV wrap around his paw. So it's like they just, I don't know, are they expecting a dog?
Oh, yeah. Oh, maybe the dog's pregnant? Having babies.
Yeah.
Maybe the dog like ate some sort of gold or something. I don't know.
All right. Here's my official guess.
They look like they're in the desert.
Here's my official guess. Are you ready?
Sure.
They are dog breeders and they're expecting puppies.
Puppies.
That's my
guess. Maybe the puppies are supposed to give them some money or something.
I don't know, but that's my guess.
I don't know why I keep bringing it back to money, but
somehow they don't have said puppies. That's why Robert Jr. Downey has his arm wrapped up and looks worse for wear.
Right. So this is from the directors of Old School and The Hangover.
Oh, that's why Zachary's in it.
Right. And the tagline is leave your comfort zone. Okay. RDJ looks a little unhappy. Yeah. I would say Mr. Galifianakis looks pleased with himself.
Yes.
Interesting. So I'm thinking, yeah, I like your little theory about the dog having babies.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the dog's going to have babies. And I think the babies are like worth some sort of money that they really need because they've maybe like gambled away all their, maybe their brothers. And they had like a trust fund and they gambled it all away.
I don't know.
Let's, so they got to get it back. That's my theory. That's where I'm going.
Okay. I like it.
That's what I'm.
Well, we shall see next week and we'll let everybody know without letting you know too much because I know everyone's probably chomping at the bit to see this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe they have already. I don't know.
Who knows?
You know, it's funny. The Hangover, I watched like 10 minutes of it and everybody was like, oh, The Hangover is so funny. I could not get into it at all. It was awful. And I still haven't seen. I think they have like 4 of them now. I haven't seen any of them. All right. Next week.
Yeah, I don't think I've even seen 1 second of any of those movies. The Dude, they have 4?
I don't know, maybe 3, 2. I don't know. They definitely have more than one. Which,
yeah, well, I know that.
Criminal. All right. Well, this sounds amazing. Next week, the due date.
Next week.
Or is it just due date?
I think it's just due date.
Due date. All right. Well, I think that puts a button on this here episode, episode 26.
Are you sure? I thought it was 25 episodes ago.
No, it was 25 last episode.
Well, clearly, obviously it was last.
You know what occurred to me that I did not say at the beginning is that I put together the math the other day looking at the calendar that this whole fucking shit show that we live and breathe now, known as the pandemic, started on Friday the 13th, March 13th. If that's not some bad juju shit, I don't know what is. But like that was the last day I was told not to go to work. And then the stay-at-home order started the 14th/15th. So we are now officially 6 months in. Raise a glass. Let's celebrate.
Happy 6 months.
6 months into pandemic that was supposed to be 14 days to flatten the curve. Here we are. 6 months.
Yeah.
Jobs shut down. Things closing. It's bad.
It's bad news.
Know. But Dr. Fauci one day says that we'll have a vaccine. And then the next day he says we're going to be doing this for the next year. So who knows? Can't get a straight answer out of anyone.
Don't even know what to think anymore.
So anyway, what did we learn from this episode other than that tidbit that this is the 6 month anniversary of COVID?
6 month anniversary of our relationship with COVID.
Yeah. And almost this podcast as well.
And almost.
Yeah.
Right. Well, we learned press mute for the love of God, please.
Press
mute.
Not on the podcast, but on your Zoom meeting. We want you to listen to
us. Please don't press mute on us. And don't press mute on life.
Yeah, man. Keep get on out living there. That life.
Live loud. Don't
let don't let the COVID scare you. Wear a mask to contain your load and then you're good to go. So says the doctors. So get out there and whatever's open, do what you can do, but just wear your damn mask and wash your hands and supposedly it'd be good.
Right. Be like Captain America and wear a mask and a shield.
Yes.
That's what we learned.
Yeah. A Louis Vuitton shield.
We also learned that fashion is more important than your dumb CDC guidelines.
Yes, indeed.
We learned that nothing screams Mexican food more than Canada, eh?
Eh? Yeah, when they're jalapeno war.
Huh. And we've learned to pick your movie before it's time to talk about it.
Well, and one thing you left off of there, we learned to make sure the movie's available for free.
Right.
If you're cheap SOBs like us.
Check to see that the movie is actually available.
Yeah.
Before you get your wife super excited to watch it and then make her watch some piece of crap action movie that sucks.
Right. All right. Well,
all right.
That's it, I think. Hey, good show. Good talk.
Thanks.
Nice connecting with you. You didn't say anything that we learned about the relationships. Don't be jealous, people.
I don't think we learned that.
If you're married and you are, you know.
I think we learned that that's just not going
to
change.
If you're married and your wife thinks that you're medium large when you're really small to medium, hey, you won. Don't get worried if her ex-boyfriend comments on every post on Facebook. Apparently, I didn't learn my lesson. Anyway, that's it. For
you know what else we learned?
Episode.
We learned that we're just going to go to sleep tonight.
I gotta go anyway.
That's what we learned.
All right. Hey, thanks everybody. hey, make sure you say your prayers for Christine. She's back to work. She's tired, frustrated, no time for rest. So we love you. Thanks for recording with me, even though I know you'd much rather go to bed.
I would, but that's fine.
Yes, she's really working hard this year. It's admirable because of the online hybrid and the kids in the class and all the COVID restrictions, just totally different. Teachers do not get paid enough, especially this year.
No.
Right?
Moral of Breaking Bad.
Yes, exactly. So, that's it.
Without further ado.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Be kind to each other. Listen, if cops get shot, don't go block the exit of the hospital saying, I hope you die. That's just mean. That's not even humane.
Don't be mean.
Where the fuck is humanity? Just be kind out there. Wear your mask. Everybody be cool. Let's all get through this together. Everybody's in the suck together. So listen to us. Be positive. Go to our social media. Buy our wood products on Etsy. Do all those things and they'll make you happy. And then you won't be out there yelling, you hope people die. Right?
Don't be a Richard. Wash your hands. Cheers.
Cheers.